This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life advocates are trying to make the point that Kermit Gosnell was not an isolated case. His own practice spanned at least two states, and as clinics close over deplorable conditions in Michigan and Ohio, the state of Texas in Harris County is probing the clinic of abortionist Douglas Carpin, who some, including whistleblowers, are calling the second Kermit Gosnell. And a police detective Wednesday alluded to more evidence likely in the basement of the dilapidated Philadelphia Gosnell abortion building. If you think the media has turned over a new leaf on the Gosnell case coverage, think again. A Hollywood actress's surgery was given 27 minutes on major networks, while the Gosnell case, one of the biggest murder cases in history, got 56 seconds total. This is Life News Radio. Would you know what to do if someone you knew was torn between abortion and staying pregnant? Birthright was the first pregnancy support center in the world, and its toll-free number is always ready for you or someone you know. Find them on the web at birthright.org. Or jot this number down, 800-550-4900. 800-550-4900. Aggravated murder charges are being considered under Ohio law for Ariel Castro, the Ohio kidnapper and self-described predator in the deaths involved in five homebrewed forced abortions. The case presents problems for the press, already too involved in the story to ignore, and for those who have ignored the faceless humanity involved in abortion, the six-year-old survivor is alive. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.